Hey, cousins. So if you've been under a rock this past month, then maybe you missed that this podcast is going on tour, baby. That's right. We're going on tour. Tickets are on sale right now, and the first 9 cities are as follows: Detroit, Chicago, Miami, Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina, Brooklyn, NYC, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and New Brunswick, New Jersey, baby. If you reside in any of these cities or close to these cities, I'm telling you, come see me, my boy Phelps, and my boy Tom. Go to www.x1entertainment.com/DCMWG. And when you purchase your tickets, please post proof of your ticket on social media and tag me in so we can rub it in everybody's faces. Listen, I'm shouting you out on the episodes if you're getting those good meet and greets. I am so excited to see all you guys. These tickets will be sold out as fast as they went on sale. Trust me. If you don't see your city and you don't live close to those cities, you can go to the website, check out the scroll down to the bottom, and check out the message box where you can opt to send your city for us to come on the next leg of the tour. As of right now, it's only these 9 cities. And my advice is, if you live close enough, just travel, mama. Once again, it's www.x1entertainment.com/DCMWG. And don't forget about that meet and greet. I see y'all so soon, cousins. Love you.
It's almost there. Stay right there. Stay right there. Stay right there.
Don't call me white girl.
That's a real
it's gay folks.
Shit.
Unpopular opinion, jail's not that bad. Boom. Pop your shit open and grab that nigga by the head and get the... You know what I'm saying?
There's something about them whispering in my ear, the whole name thing. I like that.
I like a nigga to whisper. What's your cash? That's what's different, and that's why, statistically, number-wise, not only do we not get the same amount of riches as them, we do not keep it. Nowhere near how long they'll keep it. Welcome back to the number one podcast. Can I just say like that? Welcome back to the number one podcast in the world, the Don't Call Me White Girl podcast. I'm here with my favorite person in the world, Phelps Hugo. Woo!
Bow.
Woo! Woo! How are you, Phelps?
I got that Four Bets stuck in my head right now.
We were just listening to Four Bets. We're Four Bets fans.
Definitely.
I did see my boy say he was AI. Joe Budden said that, not AI. No, I think he did say he was AI. He didn't say he was an industry player. It's so many police out, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable myself. Look at him staring at her car, being racist. Oh, he running plates. He running plates. Turn these cameras off. We got to go outside. You see him running that bitch plate?
Right there, yo.
What is that about? In front of the only black establishment on the block.
Dickie.
Anyway, but no, Joey said that he was AI.
He didn't sip the drink.
And the reason why, like his reasonings, yeah, the cops are getting drunk out of a fucking, I hope all y'all know, all y'all bitches with them big cups walking around, keep talking about them, shopping, fighting over them on TikTok, posting all them clips, and you can carry this. I hope you bitches all look like you're carrying mop buckets. That's what you look like. You're carrying, walking around with fucking platinum mop buckets with lids on them. And we already know what's in them, bitch, T-Pain. I'm from the hood. You bitches drinking wine. It ain't no way you walk around and you that concerned whether if the water is to the frozen temperature. Only time you care about your beverage really being on the right type temperature is coffee or booze. And I know you bitches ain't drinking 88 ounces of coffee. The last cup I seen bigger than Phelps. Y'all are ridiculous. Motherfucking Phelps. The cups come with fucking straps on them and shit. They wearing them like ARs. The cups. Anyway, Joey made some good points, valid points on how the boy could be AI, being that he came from anywhere. Mm-hmm. He seemed like he came from nowhere. He got all these listeners on this and that and all this other shit. But Phelps made a good point, too. When you older, it's hard to keep up with these young niggas, man.
He could have, you feel me?
I'm telling you, man. All the good drug dealers is either selling Frenchies or dropping mixtapes. I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to ask you about a dog or a stream. Hood niggas getting desperate. I'd rather that than the big comedian wave when, like, I knew real hood niggas was putting on wigs. Like, baby moms be like, oh, shit.
That shit dried out.
He must have told. But, yeah, we like Four Bats. We was just listening to, damn.
That off the radar, that joint crazy.
But it's called, Put Your Pune to Use. I don't know if I could say.
Okay.
I just said motherfucker, bitch, motherfucker, pussy, pussy. But I'm scared to say pune. Yeah, we like it. That's a summer joint. Check it out. Somebody DM'd me the other day and was like, Mona, I trust all your music reviews ever since you discovered Ice Spice. I love how we're just that delusional that we believe I discovered Ice Spice. Just to make it clear, I didn't discover Ice Spice, but I was listening to her first. And I'm trying to put y'all on Big Nene and Caribou and Kendra Man. Kendra Man is not new, but Kendra Man has a new song called Pussy. I forgot to mention that last week. I like that song. She makes me want to like get my ass ate. You know what I mean? On some sneaky shit. She makes me want to let your baby dad eat my ass. Not mine. Shit. One bitch trash is another bitch treasure. You know the vibes. I saw, I think, Cameron.
I never heard a woman say that. That's tough.
Yeah, nigga, damn right. I take a bitch trash quick. You tired of man or me? I ain't tired of him yet. I don't even know the nigga. Send him over here. Send him over here. I seen Cameron. I think it was Cameron. I think he was talking about... Because I know I already talked about this, about Dre getting pregnant by the young guy or whatever. And when he told the story, his exact words, I never been a nigga in another nigga leftovers. You know, nah, word, you pause. That's my...
He ain't know it was another nigga leftovers, but...
But this is... Wait a minute. Let me clear his whole point.
Okay.
He meant in a way of industry.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
I know that the love of his life is from Philadelphia. I know that about Cameron. Love is... She passed away. R.I.P. to her. She was a fly-ass bitch. I think she was a stylist. If she wasn't, she was just stylish. Okay.
Just like that, yeah.
But that was love of his life. And I think she had a couple kids, and I don't think they were his or whatever. I think he more meant in those industries. Like, why would you want to date a girl that dated a bunch of rappers or basketball players or whatever if you're already in that lane? But from what I know, those circles just surround each other. And that's really why it happens like
that. Shit overlap.
Yeah. I never even knew coming up, right? Because it's like you were hanging certain circles. So I might have been where the drug dealers was at. You could have easily went downtown and been where the sugar daddies was at or where the NFL players go or whatever. And now I know girls that do that. Like, they freaking those type of bars, they have those players and da-da-da. And I'd be like, damn, Damona. You know, I fucked up. I should have been down there.
I also want to... I was kind of like coming at Jalen Green a little bit, but I got to correct myself because he having another baby in the same month with somebody else. Like, he running it up right now. Yeah. And... Damona, no lie, ever since they announced, and I know Zach and Vern could attest to it, they follow sports, or Zach more. Ever since they announced the Dre shit, he been going off. He been winning all type of awards. The team went on like a 10-game winning streak. Like, he been busting ass, and he got like, and it's possible that he might got 3 on the way, not just 2.
Damn.
Like, so, ball out, Jalen.
But that's how you know how unfair the world is, because we'd rather highlight what somebody did 10 years ago, because you haven't heard a salacious story about Drea.
In forever.
Drea is infamous for saying your wholeness gets deleted, and if her calculations are correct, her wholeness has definitely been deleted because she's chilled.
Yeah.
So... But that's the type of world we live in. We rather focus on the girl, the pregnant girl. Everybody beating on this girl for internet for weeks of just being so nasty towards her. And she feels it because she posted something like kind of sad or whatever.
Okay.
Instead of focusing on the fact that he could possibly have 3 different women pregnant at the same time. Which one is worse? Your whole history, or you fucking raw those many women and everybody having a baby?
Jalen about to get the max contract. That's, you feel me? 300 mil.
This is me signing up to be baby mom number 4. Jalen, do you like big mamas? And I don't handle wholeness, daddy. I don't got nothing bad to say about Dre. If I meet a nigga and I like him, he's 20, I'm fucking with him. I don't give a fuck about what y'all think. I just won't post a nigga age. That's easy. Ain't like I'm trying to fuck one of puppy kids. But I bop into the next subject. This is going crazy. I used to have a huge fan on a huge crush on Puffy's son, the little yellow one.
Yeah.
Misa's son. Oh boy. I don't even like him yellow.
he's standing on business by his family.
I would have strung my fingers to his hair, told him something. Oh, bad boy. He cute. That boy's handsome. It's fucked up to watch all this shit. You know, I'm going to choose my words carefully. I always do, because I really feel like y'all at home, even though we cousins, I think y'all sensitive. I think y'all are sensitive. and y'all really, like, I play a lot and I say a lot of crazy shit, but if you only heard what I said when these cameras were going on, that was the whole point of the subscription, so I could be free and say what I want to say. And this, but even that is like,
yeah,
y'all might just tell a blog. But no, in all seriousness, I grew up as a huge Bad Boy fan. Like, I always talk about it all the time. My first album I ever owned was Ready to Die. I was really sad when Biggie died, and I wasn't mad at Puffy like so many people were, or whatever. And I was a big Lox fan. Some kind of way, I never really got mad at Puffy through these situations or whatever. Now, one thing I will say, when the Shine thing happened, I thought that was fucked up. Now, the lady that is so much shit, it's gotten so bad for Puff Daddy. First of all, right now, Puff Daddy's somewhere traffic, getting blacker by the day. Under a tropic sun.
Why he fake running though? Like, where are you?
You know why? Because those people have, they don't have any extradition laws. So if it really go down.
Yeah, but he ain't make it all the way over there yet though, did he?
He's there, baby. That's where Puffy is, right? Puffy's there. Puffy's on the island. It? Yes. Puffy is at the airport pacing while they're raiding the house, yeah, and they got these kids in cuffs. He texts them, look, daddy love you.
I see all that.
Daddy got a blast.
And did he really go live? Please, that was not.
No. It's so much fake stuff floating around. It's a fucking interview floating around where the interviewer says to Puffy, so are you fucking Meek Mill? And people think it's real. Like, an interviewer would say, are you fucking Meek Mill? And Puffy go, that, I gotta tell you later. The internet is like coming down so hard on this nigga, of course. If the things that are alleged are true, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Me personally, I just don't celebrate things like that. Yeah. I don't. Even when the guy is wrong and I'm a part of, like, lock him up. And that's why I'm not posting the mugshots and I'm just not doing that.
Yeah, nah.
It was rough to see his kids in cuffs because they haven't even been accused of anything. And I feel like Homeland Security, I don't care, I'm standing on it. Homeland Security running the fucking Kardashian home, they're not going to put them kids in cuffs.
No,
if his kids are around, they're not. They're going to say, y'all sit down on this curb and chill out. Those black niggas, they came with pistols in their face. Yeah. It was probably very traumatic to them. Those are rich children.
Mm-hmm.
Those are suburban kids. That probably was scary as fuck. Whatever. Hey, cousins. It's your favorite cousin in the world. Don't call me white girl. Here again to tell you about my subscription. If you go to moremona.com today, you can subscribe to my podcast and get extra bonus episodes. That's right. We give out extra episodes. We give out exclusive BTS that you can't see anywhere else. But my favorite part of the subscription, hands down, would have to be the Discord. Discord is like a big group cousin chat where we in there doing all kinds of things. I don't think I've really explained the Discord enough. Discord is so many different ways that you can chat. You get in there. It's kind of like a family vibe, a little bit of camaraderie. Everybody has this one thing in person, me, and everybody just chatting, building their own relationships, building their own bonds and shit. For sure, I seen some girls doing some like lose weight, get fit group, and how to save money group and all that. I stay away from all that. I just stay in the main groups where we talk a lot about sex and we exchange pictures. X-rated ones. Join moremona.com today. You can either pay $6.99 monthly, or you could take the big dive and pay $59.99, so you don't have to worry about resubscribing or making sure you're missing out on anything, any information, any exclusive content or anything. So go to moremona.com today and at least check it out. See if you want to join. And when you do join, tap in on Discord. Say what's up to the kid. I'm always there 24/7. I live in the Discord. Everybody knows it. moremona.com. I see people on the internet saying the kids is complacent. It's like, bro, that's they pop. If it is true that they grew up around a bunch of shit like that and they did have life twisted, that's their father.
Yeah, that's how they. You can't.
They need some therapy, some deprogramming, or whatever. I knew it was a lot of. It was something weird going on with Misa, his Puffy baby mom, who's fucking gorgeous. So I've been obsessed with since
the
90s.
She's like a stylist or something, right?
Yes, that's one with the
stylish.
Infamous two buns, blonde hair, hot tub, sitting with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Bad ass bitch. To this day, beautiful, gorgeous.
I seen her in like a black women documentary type joint in like hip hop.
Yeah, because she's
she styled like she did all
everybody.
Of that Jodeci and all
yes.
like that black leather shit.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Even now she's still working now, but she came out and flipped on him when he was arrested. Her son was arrested like half a year ago, and she directed it to Puffy online. Mm-hmm. I don't play with my fucking kids. This is bullshit, whatever, whatever. But it's like, imagine stuff she's seen and, you know, her. Yeah. I mean, motherfuckers really believe that he killed.
Sometimes people know. Some people know some shit.
Bro, people believe that he had something to do with Kim Porter dying, his baby mama. It's like, you know, it's a lot. It's so it's much. So I'm going to just speak about a couple things that caught my eye in the situation. The part that is like, to me, is that since I've been a fan of Puff Daddy, Puff Daddy has been accused of mishandling people money. And you go work for him and you don't get paid.
That was like Black, the original
Black Rob
narrative.
Black Rob, the Locks. The Locks come out on stage. They've ripped their shiny suits off. They're dissing Diddy on the new album. New album is fire. This is 99, 98. This shit is old. So the fact that Rodney, now Rodney is the guy that
fuck you
got this lawsuit, if y'all following this case, and it's 1,000,000 pages, and it's really descriptive of what's going on. I think something about his butthole. Somebody tickled his butthole. I got that from Major. Major made a butthole tickle reference about, because Major's exact words was, Rodney, you just going to let this nigga tickle your butthole or whatever. When I saw, you know what I thought about? You know what I thought about? Maybe Rodney's gay, right? And Rodney knows that they know he's gay, so it's like that thing. You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to take advantage and all that, and they got all this opportunity for you, but they think you gay, they think you with it, and I'm not with it. You know what I mean? Whatever. No means no. Nobody should have been touching Rodney's butthole, regardless of the topic. Nobody. Nobody's butthole should be touched without fucking clearance.
I think...
Period!
I think this is going to be... be careful with them. I think this is...
Don't watch me put these on.
I think this is the this gonna be the villain that I don't stop listening to. I ain't gonna stop listening to
no God. I'm sorry.
Like, you know how we gotta like not support when we find out certain shit?
Did you really stop? Let's just move on.
No, I really don't be listening to some of that. I really don't.
Okay.
Like, I might not skip it, but I don't go to it. I don't
Right.
But the bat nah, I ain't.
Okay. All right.
He ain't do it.
Okay.
Make this money. I can't stop.
It's so much.
Like we can't.
It's so crazy that these artists that this happened to, they just happen to have huge catalogs. You know,
nigga, 24 hours to live. Like we
what would you do? Who would you screw? Be here all and who would you want to notify? Sing it, Zach.
We're gonna be here all day. That's nah.
Listen. So this my thing. I'm getting warmed up.
My fault.
No, I love when you're chatty, daddy. This is the thing, right? Shout out to Vern for keeping me with this charger shit. This is the thing. Rodney has the lawsuit, right? I go to Rodney's page. I did some investigation. Look at Tom. He's so long. He's such a long guy. He's such a long guy. Oh, I want to crack so many jokes about what I'm looking at right now, but I can't. But I'll talk to you later. Listen, let's move on, Phelps. Focus, nigga. It's that type of night tonight. Nobody gets the joke but me and Phelps, and I like it. It's that kind of day.
Yo,
because look, OG. What about OG? What we just talk about? Who coming later?
We know.
Who we bringing? Listen, focus. So... You look good, Vern. You look slim. What's right? Wear your little jeans. So, boom.
I'm up here crying.
Listen. Rodney has this big expose. I want you to know. Do you know what's going on? Rodney has this huge lawsuit, right? Where.
Even I'm up on this. So
he's suing Puffy because of his work on the Love album, right? He's not being paid correctly. I go to Rodney's page and do my own investigating because I care about y'all. I try to look into stuff before I talk about it. Rodney has a GoFundMe in his account, in his bio now for, I think, $50,000 or something. When you read it, the reason for the GoFundMe is to fight this case. Now, on purpose, Rodney with his lawyers, they purposely mentioned crimes, and I believe that's what set off the raid. And also, they purposely listed people that if they brung them up, they might get in a position. It's a girl named Ethiopia. She works with the label or something like that. Ethiopia must know a lot of shit too, right? Mm-hmm. So Ethiopia is named in a suit. She says, I don't want to be named in a suit. I ain't touch nobody butthole for sure. Never did it, right? She wants out of the suit. She asks for immunity. For immunity, she agrees to testify. They run in the house. That's how it go. He sues. She lists her. They go to her. Hold up. I ain't touched a butthole yet. Right? She say, look, she called it. She, no, is this racist? She called a Jewish lawyer up. She called, yo, yeah. What's up? They Herbert, get me out of this shit. Herbert's what? They've been on puppy ass for years. What? What? Watch this. Listen, Ethiopia tell everything she knows. She wants immunity. Then they kick the door. So whatever fucking conversation they had with her, but it's all set off like that. The part that is frustrating to me is that Cassie says, hey, Cassie just, you paid that motherfucker Tad. So why the fuck are you playing with this nigga when in this lawsuit it says that Rodney was like, it reminded me of Farnsworth Bentley. If y'all remember Farnsworth Bentley, he would carry the umbrella. Mm-hmm. He was like the yes man, yeah. Right? This nigga has disappeared. Nobody seen him. He ain't saying shit. He ain't talking about nothing. He gone, right?
Where? Yeah, what the fuck happened to Farnsworth? His name ain't in the lawsuits or nothing, huh?
They saying his asshole hasn't been the same. Farnsworth Bentley is gone, but this guy Rodney, he says that he had to tape everything. That was Puffy thing. Like he's filming everything, right?
Kinky.
Super kinky. He's filming everything. A lot of the stuff is still in his iCloud. Why are you playing with him, Puffy? Like if you know this nigga got shit on his camera. So let's allege it's a sex party, it's getting wild, it's famous people, rich people, everybody around. Puffy walking around with motherfucking rainbow cocaine, pink, white, yellow, green, snorted on camera, snorted off this bitch titties. Let me see your balls. I'ma tickle them, lick the head of your dick, put my finger up his ass, kiss her in the mouth. Now they kissing. It's getting crazy, right? And I've been with Puffy at a party. Shout out to me. Phelps was there.
No, it was not no party.
And we I was there. We was at an event with Puffy.
We was at a bowling alley, nigga. Don't make it sound like that.
Did Puffy have on shoes?
They said no. They said he had flip-flops.
We was at a Diddy party.
And it wasn't his party. He pulled
It's going
to
be a loud day, guys. Everybody get ready. He pulled Turn up. Your fucking headphones down.
Do that.
Me and Phelps attended a Puffy party. That's just factual.
No.
Anyway.
What's her name, Tom? So we can shout
it
out.
Was Jazzy party. Jazzy shout out to my party. Bitch Jazzy. Yeah, I love. I fuck playing. With Jazzy. Jazzy
stop
is like
Jazzy like that.
No, but he was there.
He pulled up though.
He looked amazing. He had socks and flip flops. I was like, oh my God. Ran, he's so human.
And I seen grown men running to go look at him. Like, you feel me? That was
this
crazy.
Puff Daddy. You get excused. Anyway, so
I ain't do it.
In my mind, I feel like, why would you play with him if you know what he know? Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. You know what I mean? So it was just like, for me, it's just like, bro, like, you've been known for that for so long. The fact that it's 2024 and this nigga really worked on your album, you really still getting it in like that where people don't get their just due? It's so crazy. People are upset. Stevie J got on Instagram in a t-shirt and say he went, I mean, and Stevie J got on Instagram with his nipples out, sweating. Fresh from the gym and say he want to rumble 50 because you know 50 going
he said 50 he going troll 50. You
he said what's up 50 you think this show funny and all that because Daphne like to hang with Gangnam. He said that. If you don't know, 50 Cent's baby mom along with Young Miami were listed in this suit from Rodney of sex workers saying they got stipends of $500,000 a month. Oh, what's this? Is this my invisible pen again?
And 50, it's no right way to say it, but he like the best at kicking niggas when they down. And it's always funny.
I mean,
like,
his baby mom's in a lawsuit.
Like,
and she came out and was like, he beats my ass. That's how she responded to it. 50 used to whoop my ass, so I don't know why he laughing. Damn, Fifth. That's crazy. But yeah, I don't know. You know, the whole thing is crazy. It's huge. They listed Young Miami as, I feel for Young Miami. I feel like, some kind of way, it turned into her aesthetic that she was like Puffy bitch, even though she had so much other stuff going on for her. And it's like, now it's all this nastiness around him. So it's like, they're saying things about her. They're trying to bring her in on it. She's just a part of it. You know, she's just, I don't know. I don't believe that Young Miami was a sex worker. I think Young Miami was getting tricked on by a trick nigga, because that's what tricks do.
And friends was Puffy. Coming around getting hit. That's like regular shit.
Oh, you think that?
No,
I didn't
I'm
even
saying
think that far.
Yeah, that's all. Like, like from the stuff that I was reading, the bull's trying to make it seem like somebody is like they was always throwing bitches on them and shit like that. It's like, bro, it's Young Miami. She turned her friend around. Her friend trying to get fucked. Like that's a regular thing.
Yeah, regular like, night. It happens to me all the time. They always try to fuck me, and I'd be like, chill, y'all, chill. Anyway, But yeah, it's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. I don't even know how to feel. You can't support them, because if you support them, you're again, you know, you're the worst person in the world. My thing is, I don't know what's true and what's not. If things are true, I don't want women to go through that. I don't want, you know, the fact that industry is just like that is just crazy. Like, you know, people get ahead for fucking around, and some people fuck around, they don't even get ahead, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think what makes a lot of people laugh at things and people not be able to respect the validity of it, because people feel, most people are poor. And look at these people that are rich and think, you did it because for the money, and I would have did it too, you know? Mm-hmm. I just made a joke, sign me up. In reality, I don't want to be signed up for, I have to eat this bitch pussy at Wednesday, 3 p.m. Yeah. That's the thing. It's not glitz and glam. Mm-mm. It's fucking Wednesday, 10 a.m., and he wants you sucking balls on camera. And because he been up for 3 days on the bender.
You
showed
me something. Somebody said they got a taste of that, and they, you feel me? Remember that shit you showed? That message you sent me?
Not really, but I want to be like, yeah. Yes. I do remember. And yes, I agree. But it's nasty. It's gotten so, and they raid his homes just like in true movie fashion. They got his kids on the curb. I hate to see that in cuffs, these rich children that come from this big, huge legacy of stuff. And then they cut to him. And it's, the thing about Puffy that was crazy, everything was on camera. Every single thing they had footage of. They had footage of this guy riding through the news scene. He's yelling, yeah, it was young girls there. Did you
Yo,
see that?
I seen that. I was like, he talking about they're his neighbors. Nigga, you where you don't live over here?
You rented that car. And you was there in Airbnb off to the left and seen the crowd and pulled up. I'm tired of you niggas. You ain't even pay for the Airbnb. You got that car from the black web.
Nigga talk about my neighbors. Who are you?
That rental car ain't even in your name. That's in Bob Szczesny's name, because you stole that whole trip.
Or I ain't gonna lie though, he might got the good CPN, so he could be their neighbor.
You feel me? Yeah. So it's just crazy. Also, one more thing I wanted to say about the pink cocaine. I don't even, because they listen at like. Young Miami is this transporter. So I think it's a white boy that's a mule. He got locked up with coke on him. He went to jail, was bailed out immediately.
Damn.
Bad boy, get him out. Don't let the boys
sit there.
I heard
they trying to bring Jennifer back into it, talking about she brought the gun to the club that night. Like, they digging.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Because, listen, you cut me off earlier, and that's what I was about to say. Oh. Hold that. Don't let me leave without talking about you. That night. The white boy's the mule. I believe that. He's ugly in the mid. Greasy hair, he looked like a mule. Believe it, right? But do I believe Young Miami is the mule? No. One night the white boy forgot the coke. Young Miami picked it up. Big deal. I pick up coke for niggas in here all the time. Let's move on. What I said earlier was I hated the Sean situation. I thought it was fucked up. I don't know if I thought Sean was innocent, but I felt like they didn't do enough to get him off. It was more important than getting Puffy off. The lady that was shot has been saying Puffy shot her for years.
Ever. Yeah, she's been saying that.
So now she's doing interviews. People are talking to her more. I mean, that is so huge. You know what I mean? Like, come on. That's how they paying it.
Gave Sean $1 million to take the hit.
That's a nice check. For a dime?
You know, back then, but that's $1 million in oh what? That's not $1 million now, so that's kind of like, you feel me?
Yeah, I guess.
Sean was able to start life over with that million.
A dime is crazy. Listen, but I'm big on everything happens for a reason, and you go through stuff for a reason. You know, some things only last for seasons, right? Sean is doing huge things right now for where he's from. And would he have done that if he was still walking around with a Woolrich and a 40?
And a baldy.
And a baldy? With butters on? Fuck no.
He ain't even had goals. He had the silver shits.
That nigga be like Peter Guns right now. He be on Love and Hip Hop. 17, baby mom.
Don't do shit.
You see how God works. God's good all the time.
Don't do shine like that.
Loon
ain't in the lawsuit neither. Shout out my nigga Loon.
Loon is the best Muslim on earth.
Oh, nah. We already know. I'm just saying. He made sure. He was like,
he too halal. They wrote his name that disappeared. Alhamdulillah. Anyway. Our hearts go out. Y'all know I love Baltimore. Y'all know I'm a fake Baltimorean. Our hearts go out to the crash in Baltimore. That was horrible. It was so scary. I'm texting. And I'm like, I know so many motherfuckers over here. I'm trying to, because I'm like, I can't even, so I know everybody cool, right? I was talking to a friend of mine, a couple of friends of mine pulled up from Baltimore, and we had a conversation about the crash, and he was saying something about it being near like the port or the pier or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing maybe that's the kind of traffic that was involved. But the last I heard, they still hadn't even found everybody.
Yeah, I heard they stopped looking after 48 hours. That's what I heard.
That's crazy. That's terrible. Our hearts go out with everybody lost lives. Y'all know Rhonda was a part of the podcast for a long time. Rhonda's from Baltimore. I hit my baby up 3 a.m. I'm like, bitch, you cool, bitch.
They said that they stopped traffic when they seen the shit about to hit. So they said the people that was on the bridge was like so it wasn't no regular. It's people that still died. We're not saying that, but it was all workers though. They had stopped traffic because they seen.
I wonder why they didn't get them off too. That's crazy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
And then 3 days you seen the other day to now, boats just want to keep running into shit. A boat just ran into a dock and knocked the whole tower over.
What's up with these? What's up with these niggas? How did that happen in Baltimore?
I don't know.
No, yeah, that verse said it's a setup. That's what I heard. Yeah. A lot of people think that it was. I was having that argument day one.
And then somebody from Baltimore said that they can't transport chemicals through them tunnels. So with that bridge not being there, that's about to slow down everything. Like they said, they gas and all that shit probably about to go up because it's about to slow shit up. Oh, my God.
That's crazy. Yeah, pray for those people, man. That was fucked up. Beyonce dropped the album, the country album. I won't be listening to that one. Yeah, I like Patsy Cline. They said Texas. I read an article that said that Texas Hold'em was disrespectful to country music because it's stupid. It's such a it's like a joke of a country song.
We ain't asked them.
Exactly. We don't give a fuck what y'all think, nigga. That we bitch is balling on y'all.
We started that too, didn't we? Technically,
yeah. Everything like, we started everything, so we could technically take it back.
Always,
whenever.
I be making music. I love sampling old white people. Give me that shit back.
Yeah. That's yes. Oh shit, Miley Cyrus is on it, Post Malone and Willie Nelson.
Boom.
I ain't know Willie's still alive. I thought Willie was gone.
The gas, man.
Willie been a gray-haired white man for 30, 40 years.
The gas.
That's that weed. Yep. I wonder if he gonna make it to the award ceremony.
I made a fair one.
He got to be 99. He's been looking
like
60
that forever.
Years.
Yeah, forever.
He's been 60 for years, actually.
He was old when I was, ever since I've knew who he was.
That's what the Pizzagate people, I ain't even gonna bring it up. Pretend I never said Pizzagate. Like, I don't want to talk about that with y'all. I can't.
Willie Nelson, 90.
And just dropped a fucking song with Beyonce. He is so lit.
He turned.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. Yeah, so y'all tell me how that is. I probably won't be checking that one out. I'm sure she won't have something that I'm going to end up having to hear because she's just a great artist, but it's like, I'm not really. I do love Patsy Cline, though. I love Patsy Cline.
Willie is a 90-year-old white man with braids. That's crazy.
He don't got braids.
He still got them joints. My baby look old. He look like Willie.
Oh, right. He do the long Indian people braids. They always stealing. That ain't nothing but Native American swag. Goddamn, Willie.
He hit the chado, so he probably gonna tell his grandmom was, you feel me?
I was so pressed to watch the Freaknik documentary. I watched it on my phone. I have never watched a documentary on my fucking phone. Like maybe on the airport.
I still need to log in.
And I still
somebody
can't make
send me a Hulu.
Can I be honest? It was all right.
And we didn't get out of it what we really wanted. So now we about to get the.
They shouldn't have dropped it like that. That was a bad idea. They did too much of a build up on it.
But I'm cool whenever somebody fuck up because somebody gonna come with the real on YouTube or on Tubi in a minute.
Yeah. It's not even okay. They tried to put everything, the music scene, the freak. They should have just left it to Freaknik. How it started, how it ended. And
ass shaking.
This is what's confusing to me. When I grew up in North Philly, right, I can recall running down to like Broad Erie, Broad Allegheny. What was we had the Greek, right?
The Greek.
So is that the same thing? Kinda. It's a spring breaky nigga thing, and then it's Black Bike Week in Myrtle Beach.
But I think the Freaknik was just probably crazy.
It's the origin.
Okay.
But for me, I wanted them to show how it expanded everywhere. Philly does the Greek. Myrtle Beach does it. That pissed me off that they just left them out. Because they kept going when they stopped. I enjoyed the fact that they show exactly how it started and how it went from a college event to this nigga's 38 and grabbed out of eighth grade and he's that freak nigga every year because it turned to that event, right?
Yeah.
And that's what kind of, they make it so like, that's where the rape and the world, because in Philly we called it whirling, remember? You would get whirled where they would run around you in a circle and rip your clothes off. I ain't going to say why the, which one is Zach or Vern to chuckle. I'm going to just move on.
I ain't never heard of whirling.
Yeah.
That's before my time.
You seen it though? Yeah. At the Puerto Rican Day Parade, it might happen, but.
We from the age, I'm from the age of swagging. We wasn't whirling, man.
This the, no, no. Even if you from the age of swagging, the whirlers are a different group of niggas anyway. Those are niggas that they don't know no means no. They them straight niggas. Because you're in effort, in essence, this girl was in the middle
like
of the crowd. You're ripping her
like
clothes.
Q-Dog type niggas.
I don't know if we want to put Q-Dog in that, right? Yeah, I don't think we should put the Q-Dog niggas in there. Unless that's what they get into. I haven't had like...
So the freak
all nick, I know about Q-Dog niggas is they ruined the
so
club.
So the freak nick wasn't no college-based shit.
No,
it was just
listen,
niggas out there.
No, it started at... It's literally started... People at this HBCU in Atlanta, they can't afford to get home. They start a picnic, and they called it freak nick on some... Like the freak to dance, that type. And I believe it was like D.C. people. Motherfuckers couldn't afford to go back. They do this freak nick picnic thing, and it just got huge. And towards the end, it ain't really had much to do with school. Mm-hmm. It was just niggas coming down because there's so many motherfucking people.
Yeah.
Yes. But we had the same thing in Philadelphia in the 90s, and we called it the Greek. Mm-hmm. It was called the Greek or whatever. And the people mixed in. And like in Philadelphia, Broad Street separates South Philly and North Philly. Broad Street would be packed from the top to the fucking bottom with people. As a kid, being from North Philly, I remember running down to Broad Street to see these motherfuckers. They twerking in cars, taking their shirts off, showing titties, all kind of shit. Mm-hmm. But I remember making the news about whirling. And that's the same thing that happened to freaking motherfuckers getting their clothes ripped off and just sexually assaulting women, period. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's that. But I definitely think they did a good job putting all information in it. But it's just for some reason I didn't like the music part. How they kept trying to tie in music to Freaknik. Like I don't know. I don't know. I understood why Luke would be there because his music ran Freaknik. But it's like. I don't know. I just didn't understand. Like they literally was doing a whole like how the South. If I'm not mistaken, Luke says in a documentary that Freaknik has something to do with the South music taking over. That's what he said. Maybe that's true. I don't know. If you look at Florida like a Southern country, because it is. Florida's supposed to be down South, right?
Yeah, that's down. That's the Southiest South, ain't it? Yeah. Technically.
But, you know, I wasn't a big fan. Check it out. We could talk about it again. But it was okay. Like, I don't know.
It's mild.
It's all right. It was all right. It wasn't what I was so excited for. Like, I watched it in the car away from my children. And every time somebody came to the window, I kept. So they went while I was in the car. Because I wanted to watch it. Okay. Got to talk about this real quick. These white girls were going around, going viral, talking about how they got punched in their face. There was like 3 or 4 white girls walking down the street in New York City. Getting snuffed. I'm talking about they would get on TikTok right after lump just get bigger, swollen on the motherfuckers. Right. They do an investigation. They figure out this nigga named Skabuki, Skidibdubly, Scrapple,
and it's
whatever
actually
this nigga.
My fault. Go ahead.
No, what you want to say?
It's one. They identify the nigga that's out here doing this,
bro. They caught the one nigga that's doing it, right, Phelps? But it wasn't a hard investigation. I'm explaining why. And also, I would like to highlight, he's not the only person doing it.
Oh, okay.
Girls already came forward and said, oh, no, that's not the guy that punched me in the face.
Oh, okay.
The whole COVID, motherfuckers was punching old Asian ladies in the mouth in New York. You know what I mean? I'm going to tie it back together why it's all the same problem. But just to talk about me for a second, I have a very strange ability to attract people that are psychotic on the internet. I follow... probably 20 accounts of people that are told they're just mentally not there. I follow one guy and he literally was like, don't ask me questions, but you know I'm God. Like that's how he responded to me.
Red, what do you follow? RevX?
I follow this one guy and he was like, I know you're in the CIA. I follow a lot of people that are thrown off. You know for a fact, because I went live with the guy, Tom, the guy from Boston that lost his fucking mind. I had y'all live. I went live with the guy from Boston, and he kept talking about how I owe him all this stuff, and he got all his money coming and these deals and shit. Listen, the internet has opened my eyes that so many motherfuckers walking amongst us are out of their fucking mind. They're not on medication. They're not seeing anybody. They don't have a social worker. They're fucking crazy. I've said it before on this podcast, and I'll say it again. They cut funding for mental health in the 70s. Back in the 70s, you could look around your town, and there'd be a building up into the sky. Mommy, what's that? And your mommy say, well, that's where crazy people live, right? You're a crazy motherfucker. You bite your grandma's face off. You don't go to jail. You go in a crazy house, and you stay there for the rest of your life, right? They cut all that funding in the 70s. What ended up happening is most of those people that are mentally unstable either live on the street or they're stuck in prison. People don't know how to deal with them. That's why when...
Case in point. He right here on this side. That's why we can't see him. Case...
Our luck, he come flying up these motherfucking steps.
You going right back down.
We gonna show him what the fuck we should have showed them niggas in Virginia. I regret more and more of us not whooping his ass. But look, I just spoke it up and somebody outside screaming and crying right now. These people don't, and that's the thing. When police, Philadelphia rioted, right, not too long ago. And the guy, remember, police shot the guy in front of his mother. It was terrible. The guy suffered from mental health issues. He would lash out physically. He would get aggressive. He would fight his mom. Should they have killed him? No. But why do we think this cop that make fucking 50 grand a year knows how to deal with this motherfucker?
Don't understand that, yeah.
They don't even get that training. That's why I say that the cops need to be wiped out. They need to start a whole... Because these niggas we got, they're not even equipped to deal with what they have to on the street. If we're not going to bring back mental health funding or something to help these fucking people... God forbid right now Phelps go crazy. I don't have any outlet to call and help Phelps. We would have to wrestle this motherfucker down, shove Xanax in his mouth, get him calmed the fuck down, get him one's bipolar medication to get him back together. Yeah. Because we call the police, they might kill this nigga. Yeah. And what I'm seeing right now, I'm going to get 1,000 emails. Thank you so much for saying that. Thank you so much. That's what we deal with my brother. That's what we deal with my cousin. It's sick. But that's what we deal with. And I remember when Donald Trump got in office, I'm so tired of you niggas saying you voting for Trump because of PUA and all that other shit. I'm going to say it so I get blue in the face. Trump ain't give you no free money. You want free money, learn how to scam, bum. Scam is at an all-time high. It's easy as a motherfucker to scam. You can learn how to scam in a rap song. Learn how to scam, bum. Instead of trying to get this white man to be the president to fuck us over. One of the first things I remember him doing was reversing something that Obama did, because Obama made it so if you had mental health issues... And you had a history of that, you had to get cleared to get a gun. First thing this nigga do, oh, we get everybody should be able to get a gun. Why should crazy ass from down the block be able to get an AR-15?
Yeah.
And these the same niggas that's running into schools and shit. It's crazy. At the end of the day, it's fucked up the way it is here, but that's how it is. So now this is why this story is crazy. That guy, Skabuki, that got locked up, and he for sure hit like at least two or three of them women, he has been harassing bitches on TikTok for 2 years straight. This motherfucker has 10 TikTok accounts. Now, if you go home and type in Skabuki or Google it, you might not be able to find it, his exact pages, because they've been deleted. I was able to find his pages. I looked at every single one of them. He has been chasing women, pushing women. He got a fight with this guy because the dog shit on the ground. You fucking Democrats, the devil's your daddy. When he starts as a conversation, it sounds like normal, and then he gets to sound fucking crazy. He introduced himself to people as, I'm the great-great-great-great-grandson of Marcus Garvey. And you know how I know the nigga you know how I know the nigga touched? Because sometimes he great-grandson, sometimes he great-great-great-grandson. Yes, because he was viral. You probably heard of him.
Yeah, that sounds
all New Yorkers knew who it was from the beginning, because he's like a laugh there.
Yeah.
When I looked at it, I couldn't believe it. And what really stuck out to me the most was last year, a black girl was punched by him about 4 or 5 times. The viral clip that comes out is Skabuki filming her tell on him, and the cop don't give a fuck. So maybe if you would have protected the black girl a year ago,
this wouldn't
the bunnies would be okay, and they wouldn't be walking around with them big ass lumps on their motherfucking head. But all is well. Now that white woman were attacked, Skabuki's in jail. Great. Please. It's bullshit. Yeah. Black women are the most underprotected species on earth. I think crickets got longer motherfucking lifespans at this point. People like crickets. Please. Yeah, go on this page. And as you know, what else reminds me of? I was in a car with my friend the other day. He's a man. This guy's talking to him, saying something crazy. I get in the car. I say, yo, get the fuck out of here. I'm fucking talking. And he walked off. Oh, you so mean, you so mean. No, I don't play with them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm big on you hungry, feed you.
Yeah.
Once you get to moving all close to shit, get the fuck away from me, bitch. That's how I talk. I'm from the hood. You're not about to spit, lunge at me, none of that. I'm going to get you before you get me. I don't give a fuck what's wrong with you, nigga.
And where you from, where we from, we know crazy people don't bother us. We know how to handle them niggas. Go to fuckhead.
Spider-Man meme. Spider-Man meme. We one in the same, motherfucker. Yeah. I just ain't break yet. Get the fuck up away from me, nigga.
And crazy motherfuckers know this. Crazy people don't, they something will go off in the back of their mind like, yeah, not that one. You feel me? You feel me, what?
And my friend is 6'2", big guy, 307 pounds. He told that motherfucker. I said, get the fuck away from here, nigga. The fuck you doing over here? Move, nigga. Because I heard him wrap the conversation up 2-3 times,
yeah,
and he's still talking, moving his hands, dropping shit. The fuck back, motherfucker. And COVID out. I'm real quick to take my, and take a bum like this here. Go ahead.
Right. Stop touching stuff with your hands.
I got this Marge Simpson lab. I'm sick again. I'm dying up here, y'all. That's how much I love y'all. Because I'm like, I'm not going to cancel. There won't be a podcast. They're going to be bitching. But whatever's outside, that motherfucker bite back. You take your little Mucinex vitamin C, that motherfucker get the... For real. Like, this shit is crazy. Whatever this shit is, it's hard to get away from.
Don't let this weather fool you. You still need a coat a little bit.
I know. Real quick, I want to shout out, I think I did this already, but I'm going to do it again. Shout out to Meatball and Tinkabella from Philadelphia on the Bad Girls Club. Y'all better beat them bitches' ass. And y'all better not fucking fight each other. Beat them bitches' asses. I feel like Camilla Mom. Beat them bitches' asses.
Meatball going up.
I'm so nervous about Meatball, though, because she's just a baby, you know.
Yeah.
But she got it. Meatball will be cool. I think I talked to her for a little bit. I'm like, don't do nothing you don't want to do. If it don't feel right, don't do it. Keep your head up. Make good decisions. And if you want to leave, leave.
Yeah.
Make your impact. Shout your brand out, you know.
Get up out of there.
Motherfucker can't ask me prior, should I go? I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Unless you got a certain, and I know you could really, because I think I told Passion before, like, yo, I think you could do it. You could, you know, but it's like, you have to have a certain amount of, you know, it's like chess with that shit. You gotta be like diabolical a little bit. No shade to Passion, that's my baby, but I know you could survive it. Damn, let me see, because I didn't want to miss out anything. But yes, Kabuki's locked up. He's going to get out. He has ran for mayor before, ran for governor before. The nigga is totally out of his mind. The weirdest thing about him, when he would talk, he would say, "What?" in the middle of it. So he'd be like, "Yeah, Mort." I gotta find you all these videos so you can see. I might add it in the end or something. I don't really fucking know. The podcast is going on tour. I'm gonna keep saying it until it's tour time. If you don't know, Detroit, Chicago, Miami, Atlanta, Brooklyn, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and New Brunswick, we will be there in the month of May. Get your fucking tickets. We're going to put it right here across the screen. Get your ticket. Get the meet and greet. We're going to have a good time. We've been chatting and talking and working about what we're going to do on stage, and we're super excited. Our biggest concern is fitting it all in the time, because we working on so much. It's going to be a 7-hour show.
Oh, my God. That. Don't tell them.
Oh, my God. It can't be a 7-hour show, but we have so much material we're working on. You know? I mean, why wouldn't Don't Call Me My Girl podcast be totally prepared? Shout out to my immune system. Free the gels, free fats. My immune system, or lack thereof. Check out that Four Bats, like I told y'all to. Get your podcast, get your tour tickets. If you live close to these places, just go. I can't promise you nothing. I can't promise you that I'll be even alive in a month, let alone to say, oh yeah, we're gonna come to your city soon. Whatever. Put it in the suggestion box. But if you can get to them cities you close to them, get your tickets and go. Okay? Make your next move your best move, mama. And shout out to the bitch that protected her nigga in what fucking bumpkin ass area did this shit happen in? Hold on. Fuck. Where is it? Where is my shit? Tom, what fucking, where is it at? The guy, the girl shoots for the boy. Where's that? Who? Okay. Okay, shout out to homegirl in Arlington, Texas. Her nigga's getting robbed. He looks scared to death. She come out waving that bitch. What they say? The big joint, you ain't really gotta, you just wave that motherfucker. All I gotta do is wave that bitch. I'm sorry. the big.
It's a lot of big guns.
I don't know what it is, nigga. I just know when I get my hands on him, I'm waving because my favorite rapper. Oh,
yeah.
He's getting robbed in the apartment complex. She come out, save the fucking day. Did she shoot anybody?
She came out busting. It don't matter. I've seen this video a bunch of times.
That's me. That's me.
Yeah, that was definitely.
Unless I don't like that nigga.
That was a Draco, I think.
If I don't like that nigga, I might grab the gun. This is me getting out the door. Key won't turn. You know what I mean?
Nah.
But if I like what? That,
she was shooting through the dough.
You that know dick mean? Good. Not my nigga! It's been a crazy episode today. I love you guys. Check in next week. I'm sitting in an ATL. And I'm running on it now. Love you guys.